Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save big time on your auto insurance. It's really the best thing you can do with your phone over the next few minutes. Call 1-888-FARMERS and start saving today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
We got Kerry Kittles, former NBA veteran, went to two NBA finals with the Jason Kidd Nets, and now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. He will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. And Kerry's good. He doesn't mince words. He speaks his mind, and he's got a lot to say, so that'll be a lot of fun. Rob Parker, last night, big game in the NBA. The Utah Jazz, who are playing phenomenal basketball. They've won 22 of 24 now, 11 of 12, I believe. And they met the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, of course, it must be said, the Lakers don't have their second and third best players, Anthony Davis and Dennis Schroeder, but they do have LeBron James. And so the Lakers were, you know, on a three-game skid. They had lost four or five, so people were looking at this as, okay, the Lakers going to right themselves. And instead, they got walloped. 25 points to be exact. Utah led by as many as 29. It was over somewhere in the second quarter, and the Jazz just never let up. Now the Lakers have lost four straight, five of six. And Rob, since Anthony Davis went down, and he went down so early in the Denver game, 14 minutes he had played, that you can really include that game as being without him. That's when their losing streak, or not streak, because it's they did get one win, but that's when their losing began. And they have lost five of six without Anthony Davis. Your thoughts on what this means for LeBron James? Now, there's been a lot of talk that he, you know, was in the lead for the MVP race. And wow, for LeBron to win the MVP in his 18th year would be incredible. Nobody's ever done that this late in their career. He's scoring more than anybody ever has at this stage of their career. We had one caller even call up, Rob, and say if LeBron wins this year's MVP, that makes him the GOAT, which we shot down with the quickness. But what? Let's go there to the MVP race. What do you think this means for
him? LeBron has lost the MVP during this stretch to me.
Period.
I don't think there's any way he can win it back. I think he's lost the MVP. And despite who's out, who's not playing, none of that really matters because it's all about optics. And here's why I don't think he can win it. Because Anthony Davis is out and they're losing. So if Anthony Davis returns and they start winning, Chris, Anthony Davis is going to be the guy who gets that consideration that he turned the Lakers around because they were struggling without him. He came back, and now they're winning, and now they're in the hunt again. It won't be LeBron. That's why I think LeBron had a great shot, Chris.
Right.
When he was hurt, Anthony Davis, had they held it together and won, then you can make that argument for LeBron. Do you see what I'm saying? You won't be able to make that MVP argument for LeBron once Anthony Davis comes back and they're whole and they start winning. It'll be like, that'll be the narrative. LeBron needs Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis last year led the team in every category except for assists. And if he comes back and they turn it around and start winning, he'll get all the credit, not LeBron, despite the injuries, which we all know. There's just an optics here that doesn't look good. It looks like Anthony Davis is missed sorely. And not only are they losing, they can't beat anybody. That's what it feels like. Do you know what I mean?
They lost to Washington. Yeah. They lost to a Miami team that's
been struggling all year for the most part. Right. So that's why I think LeBron has lost the MVP during this rough patch. I know it sounds crazy for it to be four games or six games or whatever it is, but you remember 2 weeks ago we said he was leading, right? He was the guy.
Right, right. Yeah, I here's what I say about it. He's lost his lead. As you said, 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago,
yep.
We and many others were saying that he's in the lead. Joel Embiid's close, but LeBron is in the league, and I'm sure we talked about it.
Right, you could right. Imagine, right.
Right. And you and I talked about it. It was like this stretch before the All-Star break, it was like nine games without AD. This is going to – LeBron can either increase that lead or he will come back to the pack. So I'm not going to go quite as far as you and say it's over for him, but he's back in the pack. I think Joel Embiid is the leader right now. I think James Harden, Rob, we talked about it, he's gathering steam. I mentioned it a few days ago that, look, this guy's got to be in the discussion. Now you're seeing Paul Pierce talk about it, Stephen A., others are starting to recognize that Harden's got to be in
out.
This
round. Oh,
he's
not
playing
look
the
at...
best in the league. He is
and...
playing the best in the league.
Wake me up when the Nets lose a game, because all they do, Chris, has been winning them, right? Right? That's all
they
do is win.
And here's the thing, too, Robin. You and I have talked about this. Usually, guys who play with other stars, it can work against them. We saw it with Shaq and Kobe. They
right.
each
Normally,
only won
they
one,
X
which
each
is
other
incredible.
Out. Right.
Yeah, right. But LeBron has won four MVPs. Two of them, Rob, he won in Miami playing with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh. So, and I think he deserved them. I don't have any problem with him winning them, but I'm just saying it's not a totally black and white. You
right.
know what I mean?
No,
it's
no, no.
not
right,
like,
right.
oh, he's got Durant, Kyrie, there's no way he can win it. Or Durant's got Harden and Kyrie, there's no way he can win. No, there's a way. You know, Magic won them with Kareem, and Kareem won it Magic's rookie year. So it can happen, and so Harden's very much in the race. Here's the only reason I'm not going to go quite as far as you. As you said, there's 40 games left. So a lot can happen. You know, maybe LeBron, maybe AD gets hurt again or comes back later than usual, and the Lakers right the ship, and LeBron goes on a tear, and they win. Now, they still have three games before the All-Star break, I'm sorry, four. And three of them are against, you know, good teams, Portland, Golden State, and Phoenix. So those are three playoff teams right now. If the Lakers win those three, let's say they beat Sacramento too. So say they win these four straight before the break. And LeBron obviously would have to play well for them to do that. I think that could help. That'll help him. Now, I'm not saying it'll put him back in the lead, but I think that'll help him. And, Rob, you know this. I'm not into the narrative. I try not to let a narrative determine my vote. But some people do. And, Rob, you know, and you see it. Like, I don't think, like you mentioned the how it looks, the optics. And I agree with you. It's like AD went down and they started
fell apart.
Losing.
Right. Right. And then if he comes back and they start winning, it'll be like AD is really the engine. Look
they
what happened.
Need, right.
Right. I mean, that'll
but
be what it looks like.
But do you see that? I hear you, and I think you're right, but I don't see this clamor of people saying that. You know what I mean? I don't see.
No,
it's
not
almost
yet.
Like,
not
I think
yet.
Right now, I do feel like there is a strong push kind of within the media and all this to get LeBron this MVP. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, the
it
talk was
like
out
it.
There. Yeah, but I don't think that they – I don't know how
anybody –
You're not
going to be ridiculous, right.
I don't know how anybody could have that talk now is what I'm saying. I think this was, Chris, his moment. And all I'm saying, they didn't have to win every game. But if they kept this together without AD, you know what I mean? That would have
right.
strengthened his command on it where you would have been like, man,
well, he
AD
ran
went
him.
Down.
He would have, yeah. He
right?
Yeah.
And they're still winning. Look at what LeBron's doing. And now, not only are they not winning, they're not beating bad teams. That's what hurts his narrative.
Yeah,
MVP.
And look, it could get better for him, as I said.
Or it could get worse.
Or it could get worse. Like if
if they lose these four,
right.
Chris, what happens if they lose
if
these
they
four
lose
going
these
into the
four or three of the four, then you might be right. there's still a lot of games to be played. Here's another thing, though, that is helping LeBron. This is an odd year, Rob, you know, for MVP. Like, let's go to Philadelphia. You got Joel Embiid. He's playing great. He might be the leader right now. But he's missed 6-7 games. And is he going to miss? What if he misses 20 games out of 72? You know, that could work against him. You got Kawhi Leonard. Same situation. What if Kawhi misses 20 games? Brooklyn, okay, if Harden misses some games or if Durant comes back and he's clearly carrying the team, that could hurt Harden's chances. Milwaukee's just not winning enough. Giannis isn't even really in the discussion. Utah doesn't have somebody in the discussion. Portland, Damian Lillard, they're not really winning enough. Steph's not winning enough. Jokic, who's playing tremendous individually, not winning enough. Now, granted, some of those teams could run off with a tear in the second half, which might help them. But you know what I'm saying? Like, Luka was my preseason pick, and I think a lot of people's. They're not even in the playoffs. You know, so those are things that could help LeBron. Like, there's really no, other than Embiid, and again, he's got the missed games, and he's always, you know, prone to sit out here or there with injuries. There's really no one running away like Giannis did last year. You know what I'm saying?
But LeBron's, this stretch, this really bad patch, and anything, Chris, after when AD comes back, that's really it. Now you can't look at it and go, well, they come back and they're struggling and they're not winning. Then LeBron's not going to win the MVP. Do you know what I mean? And if they come back and they start playing well, the optics are going to be about, no matter what the numbers are, that they needed AD to win. And AD's gotten the Lakers back to where they needed to, and then people will talk about how well he played last year and how he wasn't injured and his numbers. You know what I'm? I just think this hurts him. The only way this would have benefited him is if they would have kept winning without AD. And then the case for him would have been ultra strong, Chris, for an MVP.
Well, and to your point, remember, we've talked about how AD has been disappointing this year. You even think he shouldn't have made the All-Star team. I don't go that far, he hasn't been himself. So what if he comes back and he's averaging 28 and 12? You know what I mean? Like, he's playing at an MVP level. Then, to your point, it really becomes – that's really where it would become just completely – yeah, you almost – if he comes back and he's playing like their best player – and then they start winning.
There's no
again.
Way LeBron's going to win it. That's what I'm saying.
That's going to be hard. So it's interesting. And you said you're writing a column about this tomorrow on Deadspin.
Yeah, I think it's done. I think he lost the MVP.
We will check that out. Who's your leader right now?
It's probably, you know what? I'm going to go outside the box. I think it's James Harden.
Okay.
I really do. And you know what? I think, Chris, he has a chance because I think the Nets are only going to get better as you go on. They've only – what I looked at the box score. Durant's not playing tonight.
No.
Okay, so I'm looking for – they've only played 7 games together. When they get those last 30 games and they're together and whatnot, they're winning now. Can you just – I just think that they're going to get better, and Harden is going to have a chance to put up even better numbers and do with another guy like Durant out there, Chris, to throw the ball to?
There's no question they're going to get better.
They're going to get better.
There's any question.
Right.
You know, his numbers, at least the points, may go down a little bit.
But as a playmaker and all the other stuff that he's doing.
And this, man, for him, Rob, I mean, look, I knew, and a lot of people knew how great he was. Heck, everybody, he was already an all-time great based on what he did in Houston. But good for him. You know, you watched the game closely. You knew he had these skills. You knew he could pass. He was a great playmaker and all that. But he's really getting to show it. And, Rob, we haven't seen many players do this type of thing. Like, for 8 years, you show that you are one of the greatest scorers we've ever seen. And then, who knows how long he does this in Brooklyn. Let's say it's a 5-year stretch where he shows that he's the premier playmaker in the league, premier assist guy in the league. It is, and especially if they win some championships, and it's getting to the point,
it's wide
Rob,
open for him. It's wide open because if this thing takes off and they run off a couple of championships and he plays and he gets an MVP, I mean, it changes your whole idea and perception of James Harden.
Totally, totally. And you can't hold, you know, people want to, like even Durant, people, well, if they win it now, he, you know, he didn't really get rid of the Golden State narrative. We got to let sometimes, I get it. But Rob, everybody's joining forces.
It's different though because he was traded.
This is more like Miami
traded.
Too.
Yes, but he was traded, and they had to give up to get him. They gave up some good players. It's a little different. That's all.
Yeah, it's not Golden State. It's like I said, it's more like Miami, I think. But you know, you don't hold Miami against LeBron. It's hard. You can't hold this against Durant if they win it, or Harden, or Kyrie. So. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Rob Parker says that LeBron James' MVP chances are gone. Finito. Done. I don't go that far. Do you? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a TV theme song Thursday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also, if you're dealing with a dead battery, head on over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, folks, head on over to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. What is this, Rob?
The Mod Squad.
Mod Squad. That was a good one.
That was a good show. It was about a black guy, white guy, and a white woman. They were cops. Detectives. No, that's what the show was about.
That was groundbreaking at that time.
At that time.
You know that.
And Peggy Lipton was the female on that show. And I think she was married to Quincy Jones, Chris.
Really?
Peggy Lipton.
Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Now, I didn't see the movie. Remember they made the movie a few years ago? Did you like it? Did you see it? Did you like it?
I didn't see it, but I didn't hear good things about it. Was it good?
Yeah. I didn't hear bad things, but it just didn't light up the Hollywood, I guess. So all right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. You guys agree with Rob or disagree that LeBron he might win a championship this year, but according to Rob, his MVP hopes are dashed.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Let's kick it off with Arthur in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Arthur?
What's up, fellas?
What's up,
bro? You know what I'm saying? How you doing, man? I'm just disagreeing with Rob, man. You know what I'm saying? Would y'all feel the same way if, you know, if James Harden didn't have KD or Kyrie and they lost games? Would you hold it against Joel Embiid if he didn't have Tobias or Ben Simmons? I mean,
it does come into play. It's not holding it against somebody. It's just a factor.
Right. If they lose 10 games in a row, he's going to be the MVP, Arthur? Answer me that. I'm asking you. If LeBron plays and they lose 10 out of 11, you think he's going to win the MVP, honestly? Just give me your honest answer.
At the end of the season, if the numbers speak for itself and they make the playoffs,
Playoffs. Hold on. It ain't just about making the playoffs.
Come on, man. Losing 10 out of 11 going to be the MVP.
Let me share something with Arthur. Since 1981, okay, that's when the media started voting for MVP. There have been two players to win the award with 50 or fewer wins in a regular full season. And that was Moses Malone in 1982, which was one of the first years. And then Russell Westbrook, because he was the first player in, 50, 60 years to get a triple-double for a season. Other than that, that's it. Westbrook would not – Rob, if Westbrook had averaged 9.9 assists.
And didn't get – he wouldn't have won the MVP.
He wouldn't have won it. So, I'm not with Rob as far as LeBron has no chance anymore. But, this is a factor. And it would have been held, Rob. It would be held against Embiid.
Everybody.
It would be held against Harden, Durant. Yes. This is not just a LeBron thing.
Aaron in Virginia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Aaron?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, brother. How are you? I'm good.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know what I mean, straight up, I just think nobody looked at the fact that Schroeder was out, too. You know, Schroeder was the one who was having the, also was one of his best years. He was averaging 14 points. You know, Anthony Davis, you lose to your top two, your top three players, you're going to lose games, you know, but they're going to get it together. You just got to give him time. And obviously, if you lose 10 games straight, you're knocking it. But what if he wins 7 out of 10 or 6 out of 10? I think he still would be in there.
All right. I'm just saying, with the way things are going, I think Anthony Davis, when he gets back, is going to get the credit for coming back and turning the tide. That's all I'm saying, because he's the missing piece. So I think that winds up helping him. That's all I'm saying is it's an optics kind of thing. When Anthony Davis was out, and I get his Schroeder's out as well, but it's about Anthony Davis.
Right.
It is. Right. And that's what people are looking at. And if Anthony Davis comes back and the Lakers right their ship, they're going to say that AD came and he was the big part on why things turned around. Max, in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
Hey, appreciate it, fellas, and shout out to Rob G. Thank you for getting me on. For me, this is real clear and cut. I mean, the guy has 10 games without his star, the best player on the team. He's already lost 5 games without him, right? So I think it's already a 500 situation, which is very usual for LeBron. He knows about that. I mean, that's about as good as it's going to get for LeBron. Having said that, I mean,
What is that? I don't get that, Max. Come on.
I mean, LeBron, that's what he does.
That's as good as it gets.
That situation is 500. The guy doesn't
really?
Take over
the
games.
The guy with
he
4 championships, he doesn't take over games? What? Max,
Chris,
come on.
Here's the thing.
Rob wouldn't even go that far, man. Come on.
Chris,
this is ridiculous.
What's LeBron's best game ever? What's his best game ever in your
Boston,
opinion?
Game 7.
Agreed.
All right. He didn't change
game,
that outcome?
Agreed.
He didn't force that?
But who did he look like in that game? He looked like the best ever. He looked like Mike.
Oh, that's
he's never
fine,
been able to
but
do
I'm
that
just saying, you're going to sit here and say LeBron doesn't impact games? That clouds everything you say afterwards because people are like, oh, my gosh, this dude don't know what he's talking about. Come on, Max. You're better than that. All right, we got Kerry Kittles coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Former NBA veteran, played in 2 finals. Now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man Kerry Kittles. Kerry, what up, bro?
Oh, man, how you doing?
Doing good.
We are good. Now let's start with your former team, the Nets.
Wow.
Rob and I, we believe that James Harden has not only been the Nets MVP, but he has got to have serious consideration
for league.
At this point, we know there's a lot of that left to play. But at this point, league MVP. Where are you at on that?
I am with you on that. James Harden, since he's been with the Nets, has been outstanding, to say the least. He has been doing it all. Did any of us think that James Harden was this talented and this much of a playmaker, distributor, impact on the game? I don't think so. I know we all knew he was a great scorer, but what he's been able to do since he's been in Brooklyn, damn near averaging a triple-double, controlling the game with or without the other superstars and leading them to victory and shooting at the rate he's shooting at, I can't say enough about what he's been able to do.
The Nets have really, we know this, Kerry. They're only going to get better. Durant's still not playing. They're scary from the standpoint of what they did out west, that West Coast trip, which was unbelievable. Now they've come back. They've already jumped on Orlando tonight. I mean, how good can this team really be? Because they're not playing with all 3 wheels, only 2. And they've been impressive. Can they get how much better can they get? Kerry, is my question.
I don't know. I mean, they're on a 7-game win streak, about to win tonight, and possibly go on an 11-game win streak right before the All-Star break. I think this team is a scary team to face in the postseason with all these guys healthy and with having the amounts of reps that they'll have heading into that postseason. They're improving on the defensive stats that matter. The role players are really stepping up and being more consistent. We saw Bruce Brown the other night get 29 points.
Crazy.
And they have snipers and Harris and others off the bench, Shamit, that make shots for them that keep the court wide open. And then you have three dominant one-on-one players you just can't guard on ISO basketball. I don't know how you beat this team. I really don't. In a game where scoring is so paramount, I just really see them coming out the East. My expectations are through the roof for this team, and I think they have a chance of making the finals for sure and maybe winning it all.
Well, and I got to give you credit, Kerry, because you and I did talk when this trade was made right away, and you said that they're going to be awesome. Like, you weren't worried about the defense or how it fit.
Correct.
You did think it was going to work as well as it has.
That assessment is just basically how the game is played. There's no more sets and running all these different plays. It's a driving kick game. Well, okay, fine. We're playing basically a pickup game, and you got these three one-on-one dominant players who can score with the ball the way they can. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's so much fun to watch as a Nets fan. I'm so happy they're in Brooklyn, so it's fun for me.
Well, Kerry, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's go there, because I was talking to a GM a couple weeks ago. And he said, he was just keeping it real. He said, look, a lot of the NBA today is glorified street ball. He said that. He was like, look, it's glorified street ball. Has it gotten to that point? He wasn't saying it. It was kind of a shot, but it was also, you know, it wasn't totally a shot. He wasn't saying it totally as a negative. Do you think there's a lot of truth to that, though? Because it seems like it's all high pick and roll or side pick and roll or, you know, drive and kick and stuff that you – and just spacing, which anybody that's played basketball for a while, you can figure out how to space yourself on the court, you know, when you got your teammates with you. So have we gotten to that point?
We have gotten to that point where it's called five out, where you have five – offensive players beyond the three-point line. And typically you'll see the center at the top of the key, and that's primarily where he is, and he's going to do a dribble handoff or a quick ball swing and, you know, pick and roll, dive to the basket. And so it is very, very generic across the board. All the teams look primarily the same. And you don't see much post-ups and ISO right. ball necessarily on the block. So it's just spread the court, drive, and kick. So that's why I didn't think Harden would have that much of an adjustment to make, because all the teams play the same. It's not anything different, right? And so it's all to increase scoring, because, quite frankly, you have a lot more space to guard on the court, and it makes it that much harder to slow guys down. And now you have these easy dive and rim runs, so you have lobs and stuff like that. And then you have the driving kick game where you're just getting wide open threes. So yeah, it's a glorified UCLA summer league pickup game where you see, you know, tremendously talented offensive players, but they have so much space to operate. So yeah, it's a watered down game.
Kerry, also the All-Star game is fastly approaching, and players came out in support of Devin Booker, saying he was the most — what did LeBron say he was? — the most disrespected player.
Yep.
Player in the league. Is that really the case, or it was he's in the Western Conference, he's a guard on a team that had never won more than 34 games, so isn't it hard to be an all-star when your team doesn't win and there's so many other guys in front of you on winning teams?
It's definitely hard when you're not winning to crack the code to make it in that elite group. Devin Booker has been a consistent player, but the team just really has underachieved more recently. And so now they're doing better. I'm happy to see that he was able to replace Anthony Davis. And, you know, he's a talented player. He's got a lot more years ahead of him to make the All-Star game. But, you know, he's got to earn it, right? And so in order to earn it, you got to also help your team win games. And that comes with the territory of being an All-Star, not just getting, you know, padding your stats. So he knows that, and I think he's taken that challenge this year. He did it in the bubble, right? They went undefeated in the bubble, and so they carry that over into the beginning of this season, and now he's being recognized for that.
Chris, I want to follow up real quick because you mentioned Anthony replacing Anthony Davis. I told Chris I think LeBron James has lost a chance at winning the MVP this year because the team has struggled mightily and could be even worse. They got four more games before the All-Star break, and they can't seem to win anybody. And, Kerry, here's my idea. It's the optics. If they struggle and they don't have Anthony Davis, and then Anthony Davis comes back and they start winning and get right, Anthony Davis has to get the credit because when he wasn't there, they couldn't beat anybody. Like, this was a stretch for LeBron had he been able to keep it together and win without Anthony Davis or win some of these games, you know, people would have looked at him totally different. Am I off base?
No, you're spot on. It's a lot of responsibility. When you're talking about MVP in the league with all these tons of players, look at what Harden's doing.
Right.
Yeah, we discussed that earlier. And so LeBron has been able to try to shoulder the load, but it's tough. I mean, you know, he only had one other superstar player. Who else on the Lakers can go get their own shot? Or who can they play through when LeBron is not out there and obviously AD is out? They don't have anybody. It's all him. And no, that's a lot of pressure to say you're going to make LeBron, you know, get those stats every night and help the team win in a conference that's, you know, a very, very competitive conference. So that's a fair point you just made, argument with Anthony coming back and perhaps the team winning more games and the value that he brings to the Lakers. Yeah, it's a tough year for LeBron to make the to be the MVP, I would say, for sure.
Kerry, last thing from me. Should the Nets go after Boogie Cousins? And with or without Boogie, if Andre Drummond becomes available, you know, he gets bought out and he's available, how much do you think he could help the Nets? Obviously, he's not going to get out on the perimeter and guard much, but he's a great rebounder and all that. Like, those two players, could they help the Nets?
Drummond is what they're missing. If Drummond goes to the Nets, it's over.
It's over.
Trust me, it's over. That's all they need is Drummond to rebound and do what he does for that team.
How would they use him? Because they wouldn't be throwing it to him on the block a lot. Obviously,
they would use him the same way they used DeAndre Jordan, just probably feature him a little bit more, and the same way they used Jared Allen before they traded Jared Allen, which is ball screen and dive guy. And he would draw the defense in. You'd have to get sucked in for him because he's so big and he's so good around the rim.
And then you'd have all those guys open and they all sharpshooters, right?
Exactly.
I mean, seriously.
But also the rebounding has been an issue with the Nets, particularly defensive rebounding whenever they go small. That has definitely hurt them in the past. So he would help shore up some of those minutes when we're clogging the paint and getting some tough rebounds, especially in the playoffs when things settle down a little bit and it's not as fast of a game. If Drummond goes to the Nets, it's over. It's over. The Nets are going to the finals, and they definitely probably will win it.
If he gets bought out, I think he's going to either L.A., the Lakers, or the Nets. I mean, I think it's simple as that. And you're right. I mean, if he's with the Nets, which if I'm him, I'm going to the Nets.
Yeah. The Nets have no big, except DeAndre Jordan, the only other big they have. You go to the Lakers, you got AD, you have Torres, you got Marcus Saul.
Yep. Right. Oh, no, I think you're right. I think that would make more sense.
All right, great stuff,
Kerry. How about LeBron?
Kerry.
34 minutes a game. That's a lot of minutes.
He averaged 38 in February.
He's playing more minutes than Giannis per game, Embiid, Steph Curry, and Paul George.
They might want to slow down on that. All right, Kerry, great stuff, brother. We appreciate the knowledge.
Thank you.
All right, man. An NFL player has started a war with a member of the media. We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS. You can save a whole lot of something-something money. Kadoosh, cash, cheese, cheddar, green, lettuce. On your car insurance.
Money!
Rob, I've heard this.
Barnaby Jones, ain't it, Alex?
Yes, it is.
Jones, Buddy Epson. That was he was a detective.
Yeah.
Lee Merriweather was his niece who ran the office. And the thing that was one episode I'll never forget, he lost his sight briefly. And he winds up shooting the guys in the forest he can't see. and he shoots the guy. And they're like, how did you do that? And he's like, well, I heard the twigs moving or whatever. Like, it was just so ridiculous. But Buddy Epson.
I remember the show. I didn't watch it a lot. I was more in the, remember Quincy?
Yeah, Quincy. Jack
I was
Klugman.
In the Quincy. Yeah.
Quincy was a good
show. I was in the Quincy.
But that was like a forensic show, Chris, before.
Right.
Like now all of these are big. He was a medical examiner for San Francisco. Jack Klugman.
Yes. Good job. Yes, yes. All right. It is the Odd Couple on the TV theme song Thursday. Rob, quickly, Nets 72, Magic 47.
Are you serious, Chris? Yeah, come on.
I'm dead serious. This is like what I'm 10 minutes about. Left in the third quarter. Yeah,
this is what I'm talking about.
And the thing is, look, if it were Harden and Durant doing this and Kyrie had to come right. back in, I'd be like, okay, it's going to be – could that mess it up? Or even if it was, you know, Harden or Kyrie and Durant and Harden had to come in, you could wonder, is that going to – you know what I mean? Mess it up. Durant – yeah, you always there's always an adjustment when you bring in a 30-point score, but still, I think more than any other superstar, he's the guy in the whole league who could fit seamlessly anywhere.
Yeah, the one guy he is. I agree. There's not going to be any issue. Right. He's a talented guy. He'll do what he does. He's efficient, Chris. He doesn't need the ball a million times. I think he fits perfect. I really
absolutely.
Do.
All right, so we got this deal, Rob G. You're going to explain it. Some Baltimore Ravens player is threatening to out an ESPN reporter as a strip club junkie? Is something
yes,
like that?
Yes, very quickly, Baltimore linebacker Matthew Judon took issue with the report made by ESPN reporter Jameson Hensley, saying that Judon had an opportunity for an extension. He turned it down. That's the premise. So he got really upset, started tweeting, and the reporter says, okay, hey, I take your word for it. If you want to talk about it, I'll tell my story. I'm always willing to be fair with you. And somehow, Judon got more and more upset at the reporter, culminating with an Instagram post saying, ain't no deal or no talking between the two parties at Jameson Hensley. So I'm waiting on your ESPN sourced apology or I'm linking these photos I got with you in the strip club.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
So it was he with the was the player hanging out with the reporter? Do we know? Like
we do not know for sure.
The bottom line is this: it's a legitimate legal establishment. If a guy wants to go into a strip club now, unless he's on the stage in a G-string dancing, maybe those aren't pictures you want out.
Well, what if they got other things that go on in strip clubs, right? Back rooms, maybe something
got
like
all,
that.
Chris, I doubt he has those pictures. Okay, because that's illegal. But I'm just talking about a guy, a sports writer being in a strip club. Oh, my God. He should be fired immediately. I'm off the show as of last week.
That's right, Rob. That's in right. our freaking league.
I mean, what do you want me to do? I got to help these girls through college. Is all of a sudden it's a bad thing? Am I in an underground club or is this a regular establishment? I mean, I don't get it.
But you know when it would only way it would hurt this guy is if he... I'm not trying to, like, if he promotes himself as, you know, a religious guy that doesn't do that. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing. Like, if it was me and that, you know, part of my persona is I don't do that, then it would be, I mean, I wouldn't get fired, but it would be embarrassing. And you know what I mean? It would eat at my credibility. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt.
But just regular guy, like you said, I mean, I don't know. I don't think, unless he got some real compromising photos, you know. All right, keep it locked. An hour left. Odd Couple.